Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but God with good credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit presents Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols. That's me. And for those who don't know me, I am a life coach and wardrobe stylist, and I'm the founder of Live Your Best Life for You. And today we are talking about the reset. So you could say I know a little bit about the reset. For those who don't know, I worked in fashion, women's luxury wholesale fashion, for about 20 years. When it hit me that there was more that I wanted to do. I guess when you get to 40, you get into legacy mode, right? And I thought I was going to go back to school and teach kindergarten, you know? And I was actually approached right around that same time to launch a financial literacy youth program called Financially Clean. And I made that leap from fashion to finance. Did it for about 4 years. It was still, you know, giving back to the next generation. It was still empowering, educating, just in a different way. From that, a little podcast was born. You may have heard of it. Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I was the lady with the facts. Again, for about the last 4 or 5 years, we built that out, got signed to a network. I mean, I should have been happy. It should have been enough. But something was still tugging at me. I still felt there was more. And in 2018, it was actually by way of a conversation on the podcast. And a few other serendipitous moments that I decided to become a life coach. So I did a 1-year training program, graduated in 2019, but there I am still dabbling in between a consulting gig, building out a nonprofit, and still hosting a podcast. Don't forget, still being a mom through all of this, active in my community. I was in a new relationship at the time. So I'm juggling, you know, the juggle was real. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks, like everybody else in the pandemic, that this was an unusual time where I had a lot of time. And I decided I remember the day after we went on lockdown, I decided to go with my purpose full force and really build out my lifestyle brand, Live Your Best Life for You, and dedicate my life to empowering busy moms, women like myself, who are already up to big things in the world, wearing many hats, but still want more. Does that sound familiar? So I get to lock arms with women to glean their purpose and live the life of their dreams. I get to do that. So you could say that I know a little bit, like I said, about this concept of the reset, which actually inspired a event, a workshop that I held in August of last year, when I felt, you know, people could probably use, after all the bumps and bruises and challenges that we faced in 2020, that to basically finish out the year strong and hit the ground running in 2021, they could probably use a reset. And I'm happy to say it was very well attended. It's now branched out into an 8-week workshop at a community college here in New York, and it just keeps growing. So I thought I would bring it here today to the podcast. So I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of just what this reset process is. So we're going to focus on 5 key areas, and you know we love acronyms around here. So the RESET stands for rest and routine, evaluate and eliminate. Number 3 is see it and speak it in the process. Number 4 is execute and empower. And the last step in the process, T, stands for trust, transformation, and testimonial. Yes, I know it's a mouthful. I couldn't just get it down to one word per acronym in the acronym, but I feel like this really captures it all. And, you know, I'll love to hear your feedback. But let's just kick it off right here with rest and routine. So whenever we're looking to take on something new, right, take something on that's much bigger than we've ever done before, believe it or not, the best thing you could do first is rest. Someone told me this, and it really hit home for me, that there is power in the pause. That transformation really takes place in that time of rest. It's a time where you use it to rejuvenate, to reconnect to the source of just the essence of who you are at your core. It's a time to really get still. And whatever that may look like for you, but what we do know is, as humans, we do a lot of doing. Yet we're not human doings, are we? We're human beings. It's our nature, right? Just to be on the go, always on the go, that hamster wheel. Yet it's crucial to our well-being, especially when we're looking to create something new in our lives, that we take time to pour back into ourselves and just be. You cannot pour from an empty cup. So whether that's a day, a week, an hour, a few minutes consistently, and that's the key, consistency in order to sustain it. That's where the routine comes in. That's how you're able to sustain that bigger capacity for whatever you're going to take on next, right? So it's a time to get still. So I remember at the top of this pandemic, the day after we went on lockdown, I got still. I sat down with my journal and I asked my creator, I asked God, I said, what is the meaning of this moment? Now, if my mind was racing, and we had a luxury in a sense with this pandemic where everything had just stopped. So it really gave us time to just slow down. Now, if your mind's constantly racing, right? If you're always on the move, how are you going to hear that still small voice? Whether that's God, whether that's source, universe, whatever it is for you, without a clear mind, without taking time to reconnect, like I said, to your creator, how you really need to be available to tap in. That's what I'm trying to say. Your mind needs to be available so you can get the downloads. So because I was able to sit down in a quiet space I was able to ask the powerful questions. And that's another reason why you're getting still. You want to take that time to ask powerful questions. And with a quiet mind, you're able to wait and receive the answers. So in that moment, when I sat down on March 17th, 2020, I said, what is the meaning of this moment? And the response that I got was pivotal, that this is a pivotal moment, .. That's what I wrote down in my journal. And then all of it just came flooding in, all the ideas, everything I wanted to create for 2020. And I'm happy to say I did it. But again, there's no one size fits all, right? Whatever works for you. So whether that's prayer, meditation, as I mentioned earlier, I am an ambassador for the gratitude journal that came out of 2020 as well. You know, I discovered that journal. The name says it all, 5 minutes, and practicing gratitude every morning. This journal allows me to set my intentions, write out my affirmations daily. So that's how I set off my day. And then at night, for another few minutes, I go back and I scan my day and look at what are all the amazing things, looking for the good throughout the day, and then journaling that right before I go to bed. So you're ending your day on these positive thoughts and good vibrations. Changed my life. So now I'm actually become a brand ambassador for the 5 minute journal from Intelligent Change. And you can always look up the link in my podcast notes. But this is an important time to forgive. You know, forgiveness is going to be important of how it went before, you know, just basically a freehand journaling is going to be helpful here. Again, another way to get the thoughts out of your mind and onto paper and just keep writing. You just don't even know what's going to come out sometimes. And then I also have another book to recommend, should you want more strategies, to journal, to manifest the things that you want. So another great book that I read over the pandemic was Write It Down, Make It Happen by Anne Clauser. Fabulous book, highly recommend. And you can do all of this, you know, of course, in your own individual time, but it's also nice to do it in community as well. So at one point I was even getting up at 6 a.m. 5 days a week to get on a prayer call. You know, you really want to make sure you're taking care of yourself. So self-care is key here. Again, whatever that looks like for you, but the idea is to do the things that bring you joy and happiness, peace, whatever's going to get your vibrations on a high frequency. It could be dancing in your living room like nobody's watching. It could be a walk in nature. Maybe you do go do the spa day. Maybe you like to come home and do a bath with the candles and the bubbles and whatever it is for you. That's the most important thing. It could be yoga, all that good stuff. But this is the time where you want to take care of yourself, do that healing work. So whether that's therapy, whether that's group counseling, it could be one-on-one coaching, but workshops. But what we're trying to do here is not go into our next season the same way. So you really want to do that inner work, do the healing, take this time to rejuvenate. Like I said, it's a time to reset, recondition your mind, your body, and your soul. All right. So then once you've done that, it's time to really evaluate and eliminate where you are and where you want it and where you want to go, right? And what literally can't come with you, right? So you're able to quiet the mind, rejuvenate your spirit. Now it's time to ask yourself some more powerful questions. So again, taking time to reconnect with the source, ask those powerful questions to help guide you to your purpose. Ask questions that give you clarity of your vision for your life. I even suggest putting together basically a list of the different areas of your life. Break it down. It could be career, relationship, health, friendships. Break it all down. And then ask yourself, what's working? What's not working? Where is there confusion? Right? And then you really, really want to get clear on what are your commitments? What are you committed to in life? And then what are your core values and beliefs? Right? You really want to, and then look at where are you focusing your energies and does it align? Now, what I love about doing this part of the exercise is that we all know when we're going to take on something new, and just life in general is going to hit you. We know the closer we get to our purpose, the more challenges we face. So rather than just relying on our emotions to sustain our momentum towards that goal, when the days where you don't feel like it or the days where you want to give up, you want to make sure you're clear on your why. You know, what's the bigger purpose here? You want your vision to be pulling you, right? Rather than the resistance of pushing towards what you want to do. You want your vision to be pulling you. That's why it's so important to get clear on the vision. And then you also want to know that you're very clear on what you're committed to and your core values and beliefs, because things are going to come up, opportunities are going to arise. So you want to know that you can make an informed decision, not on fleeting emotions or feelings, but on concepts that are tangible and empowering, right? That can really anchor you. So that way you're not saying yes to things that are taking you off course, right? You can say a healthy no to someone because you're very clear on what you are committed to and what your core values and beliefs are. Really important. So again, you want to make sure you are clear on these things so that you're no longer doing things that no longer serve you and focusing on things that are going to get you closer to your dreams. So again, powerful questions like, okay, look at my friend circle. How is my interaction or my energy after I interact with this person? Do I feel energized or do I feel drained? Right? Very simple. And then at some point, once you've finished your evaluation of the various areas of your life, it's time to make that elimination. So this is the harder part. So that's why we got clear on our goals and dreams, because setting boundaries is going to be necessary. You're going to get pushback from family and friends once you want to start making changes in your life. Your very own survival mechanism, your body, once you start working out, it's going to want to say, no, don't do that to me, right? You're going to feel the resistance, but that's why you got to know your why. That's why you got to know your core values and beliefs to remember that I'm not getting up because I feel like it, but because there's family depending on me, for example, because I know if I'm healthier, I'll be able to sustain myself when I'm working, you know, 16 hours a day to build this new business as an entrepreneur, right? And then when someone wants to make you feel guilty or do something else out of obligation, you'll remember why you can say no, because it does not align, right? Okay, so now we're into see it and speak it. So another very wise woman told me that your life is evidence of your language. Ladies and gentlemen, our words have power. So take a look at your speaking. What you say to yourself matters. Is it empowering or is it disempowering? Be especially careful of what you say after I am. The two most powerful words in the universe. In Christianity, the great I am is God. So anything you attach to those two words becomes what they say, a binding decree over time. It's almost like you're coming into agreement with whatever you say after those two words. you see how you begin to embody those words. So every morning, again, another practice that I really became dedicated to over the pandemic was saying my, not only writing my affirmations, but also saying my affirmations every morning. So I'll start my day with, I am more than a conqueror. I am well and able. I am equipped. I am handpicked. I am anointed. I am chosen. I am a builder. I am a co-laborer. I'm a co-creator. I am made with divine intention. I mean, by the time I'm done, I'm whipped into a frenzy. Right? I am a nurturer. I'm a mother. I'm a seed planter. Like, I can just keep going. And I'll do that in my kitchen window. So find a nice, quiet, zen place. You know, I'll do that in my happy place, sitting in my kitchen window or in the shower, another really creative place for me. And I literally, by the time I'm done, I'm ready to conquer the world. So be very, very mindful of what you speak over your life. And I also want to point out there's a few bankrupt words to also be careful of. And one of them is wish. To say I wish is a very powerless way to look at things. It means it feels like you have no way out. I wish there's no possibility to change what the circumstance is. So someone who likes to say I wish a lot, you might want to think about removing that from your vocabulary. Another one is try. More kind of vague language. It feels non-committal. There's even another acronym. They say TRY stands for to refuse yourself. So either, for example, in Swahili, that word doesn't even exist. So either you're going to do it or you're not, right? So think about that as well. So rather than saying try, as a coach, I'm all about declare and fulfill. So much more empowering. Rather than saying I'm going to try to start my business, declare it. I declare that I'm launching my business April 1st, 2020. It's such a different way to look at things when you declare and fulfill. It gets you into action. It gets you into motion. It feels motivating, right? So that's another way. And then when I say see it, you also want to be visualizing. Visualization is a very, very powerful tool. You may have heard of Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. You may have heard of Michael Phelps, you know, the most decorated Olympian in the world, 22 medals, 18 of them gold. Well, what they have in common, and most Olympians do, is they use the power of visualization. And they will visualize their race from the time they leave the starting block to their competitor creeping up to Michael Phelps, has been using visualization since he was a teenager. So it just goes to show you. And they say when they do visualization, to really use all five senses, you want to be able to smell it, feel it, touch it, all of it. Like he would even envision himself on the podium holding his medal, hearing the crowd cheering, feeling the energy, all of it. So very, very powerful. The power of visualization. I'm also a vision board gal. So I have my vision boards at the foot of my bed. So they are the first thing I see when I wake up and the last things I see before I go to bed. And you want to spend time with your visions and your goals, whether you're seeing them, whether you're visualizing them, whether you're writing them down, but you want to spend time with your goals and dreams. It's not a one and done. So you want to spend time. Don't just write them in a journal and put them away and let it collect dust. Go back, revisit, visualize, let it marinate, let it seep into you, right? That's the key is, again, that consistency. Next is execute and empower, right? So we've taken time to rest, rejuvenate, heal. Then we did our evaluation of our life, get a sense of where we are, where we want to go, what's working, what's not, make the eliminations where necessary. Now we're making sure that we're visualizing, getting really, really specific and clear in our vision of what we want to create. Now it's time to execute and empower. So in this moment, this is where we realize that we've got to put a plan in action. And a lot of times we can get confronted. So it's important to have different goal setting tools and productivity hacks to keep you going. And one that I have to say that was very, very helpful to me. I mean, I wish I had learned about SMART goals when I was in high school. I didn't learn SMART goals until I was in working in corporate almost 20 years later, managing 20 people. But it's one of the best things I ever learned. So you want to make sure your goals are specific, that they are measurable, that you can track it, right? You want to make sure that they are attainable. So don't create goals that are just so far reaching. It's a fantasy that it's already feeling like you're overwhelmed and unmotivated by it, right? So make sure they're attainable. Make sure they're relevant. Is what I want to do even going to exist, or will it be obsolete 5 years from now? Does it align with my overall mission and goal in life? And lastly, you want to make sure it's time specific. So you want to make sure it is specific. You're very clear on the direction you want to go. You want to get clear on the objective and then put a time stamp on it. What's the deadline? By when will I complete this goal? So that's important at the get-go. Then in terms of keeping momentum, I found that, and I learned this from James Clear and Taylor Pearson, are a couple of productivity gurus. I highly suggest you actually sign up for their newsletter. But I didn't even realize I was doing this last year, but they highly recommend when it comes to goal setting, right? Because they really give you all kinds of tools to help you mitigate procrastination. They highly recommend 3-month goal setting. So we typically, you know, create goals on a daily, on a weekly basis. And then what do? Naturally, we tend to beat ourselves up for what we didn't get done, right? And it's a whole spiraling effect of over, you know, an analysis paralysis, or just literally just beating ourselves up to the point where we don't feel motivated. Not a good thing. That's not good for anyone, right? But I love this idea of looking back over 3 months and then seeing all that you did accomplish. So much more empowering, so much more inspiring as you're moving through this journey or new chapter. And they said, when you really look at it, when you break it down into a 10-year goal, you are working 1% towards that goal every 3 months. So that's the sweet spot, they say, that 3 months. Another great tool that I love to share is the top 6 checklist. So I learned this and I use this quite a bit and I give it to my clients a lot. So really and truly, again, we don't know why, but 6 is that perfect sweet spot again. It's not too many things on your to-do list and it's not, but it's still challenging enough, right? So you'll set up the top 6 things that you want to accomplish for the day from the top priority and downward. So if you only finish that one thing for today, you know you have finished the most important thing on your list. Then if you do get stopped, you have a list of errands and phone calls that you can also do when you get stumped. So say you need to take a break from that number one priority you're trying to do, or number two, you can move down, make a few phone calls, do a couple of errands, make maybe a couple of things on your to-do list, and then go back up and finish out one or two of those priorities on your top 6. But what I love about this particular way of doing it, you're really about managing power and possibility rather than avoiding, right? It's about being in action. So this is more like a game. You can bring fun to it, and it's less about completing everything, right? It's less about completion, but more about being in action. That's what it's about. having momentum. So that's a great, great way to keep you moving forward, because you're going to need structures and systems in place when you're taking on something new, right? So these are some great ways to do so. And please be sure to celebrate your wins along the way. There's science behind this too, everybody, that the same endorphin neurotransmitter that's released when you work out is the same neurotransmitter that's released when you check things off your list and you actually take time to celebrate your accomplishments. So it's worth it. Take time. I know, again, we're so quick to move on to the next thing, but really take time to enjoy the journey along the way. And where the empower comes in is that being in action, the more you take consistent action, and some days it might be massive action, some days just baby steps, but as long as you're moving forward, that's where you keep that's where you start gaining the confidence. Right. Once you keep doing something, you have time to tweak it. You have time to refine it and master that thing. Right. So you become more confident. Or maybe there's something you've been resisting for quite some time and then you actually do it. That happens to me all the time. And you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. And then you're willing to do it again because now you've got confirmation you can do it. So that's where the empowerment comes in, by being in action. And then just remember, guys, you know, nothing happens overnight, very rarely, right? So it takes at least 21 days to create a habit, at least 90 days to really make it a lifestyle. So just keep that in mind. And you don't have to be in this alone, right? So get an accountability partner. I mean, that's what I do as a coach. That's a big part of my role, is to keep people accountable for what they say they're committed to. But maybe it could be just a really great friend that you know will hold you to it, or a colleague. Right? Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's a family member. And then last but not least, trust, transformation, and testimonial. This is the best part. So this is just remembering to trust yourself in the process. Self-trust is key here. Again, as we're looking to branch out and get out of our comfort zones, which we're going to need to get out of our comfort zones if we want to grow and, you know, enjoy that life of limitless possibility. You know, yes, our comfort zone is nice, but I remember a really great quote. They said, you know, it's a nice place, but nothing grows there. So they say life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So it's going to require trust, trust within yourself, and then trusting the process. And you are able, there are ways to build self-trust. And I'm so happy to say that many of them we do at the beginning of this process. So self-care, taking good care of yourself. And like any relationship, if you're looking to build trust, you've got to nurture that relationship, yes? Well, the most important relationship you'll ever have is with yourself. So that's why self-care is so important. It actually builds self-trust. Forgiveness, we had mentioned that earlier during the healing process. Having self-compassion for yourself, again, builds self-trust. Right? Not beating yourself up, but being kind to yourself. The way you speak to yourself is important. Taking risk, right? And then doing that on a gradient. But the more you challenge yourself, the more you believe in yourself when you get on the other side. That will help you build trust, self-trust. Yes, keeping your word to yourself. It is so important to keep your word. We're quicker to keep our word to somebody else and put our needs on the back burner. But keeping your word to yourself builds self-trust. Yeah, so those are just a few ways that you can build self-trust, and there's so many more. But like I said, doing all that work on the front end is going to get you to a point where you're going to trust yourself a little bit more, a lot more. And then transformation. That's why if I haven't said it enough, maybe at least 10 times throughout this entire podcast, that consistency will allow you to see that transformation. It is the trust and the love that you have for yourself and what you want to create that's going to allow for that transformation. It's the challenges along the way. They're not here to destroy you. They're here to grow you. All of it's necessary. Think about a butterfly. The magic happens in the darkness. That's in the stillness. So you see how getting still, the importance of building up your mindset, renewing your mindset, all of that, creating new ways of being, all of that is, you know, going to all contribute to your transformation. And once you are going higher and have a much clearer and wider perspective on life and the world around you, now it's really how you respond to it. The world didn't change. You changed, right? So how you respond from a more authentic and more intentional, empowered place, that's when you know you've experienced transformation. And last but not least, testimonial. This is just a reminder that we all have a divine mission and purpose on this earth. We're all called for some special reason on this earth, and that our purpose is bigger than us, that we're not doing this for ourselves, right? That our transformation creates rippling effects for collective transformation. We are ultimately called to serve others. If we don't do this work, if we don't step out and trust the process to fulfill our goals and dreams, there's someone out there who may need to hear your message, right? There may be someone out there who needs to buy your product or service that will miss out if you don't do this work and that you don't share your story. I always say behind every amazing human being on this earth, there's one heck of a story, and you just never know who needs to hear it. And then there's all kinds of goals and dreams that go to the graveyard, they say. It's one of the richest places on earth. So that book, that song, that new technology, that medicine, if you don't go for it, there's someone out there who will miss out, who may have needed that medicine or that new technology. So your testimony alone may just be the thing to inspire and free someone else. We are all connected. We are all connected. And the rippling effects are endless.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You after this short sponsor break.
This message is brought to you by Enoch's Foliage Real Estate School, which was founded by Mrs. Patricia Johnson in 2019. The school is located in Brooklyn, New York, licensed with the state of New York, and offers the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course, along with a new property management course. Classes are taught on location, and the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course will also be taught online. We welcome students of all backgrounds. So to learn more, call 347-404-7233 or visit them at enochsfoliagerealty.com. That's E-N-O-C-H-S foliage, F-O-L-I-A-G-E realty.com. And make sure you follow them and check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Enoch's Foliage Real Estate School.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So that's it, good people. That's The Reset. I hope you enjoyed that. My name is Dion Nichols, and you can always follow me at Dion Nichols on Instagram and Facebook. Feel free to check out my website at Live Your Best Life for You for all kinds of new updates and exciting things that are going on. And I just want to say to everyone, have a really great day, full of everyday miracles.
Black guys.
And with that all said, everyone, I just want to say, have a beautiful day full of everyday miracles.
Black guys.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation,
Partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.